among them Cyan. I certainly didn't consider her non-essential, quite the opposite. But when the government decided to slash salaries, they neglected to seek my counsel. Bucky and I were doing our best to keep the kitchen operating efficiently, which, to be fair, wasn't difficult, given the ripple effect the sequester was having on entertainment. I thanked my lucky stars Bucky hadn't been sent home too. I'd have gone stir crazy on my own. Because cost-cutting strategies involved eliminating most fancy dinners, he and I didn't have much to do beyond preparing the family's meals and feeding numerous, often angry, congressional leaders during marathon negotiation sessions held at the White House. Marcel, the executive pastry chef whose French accent seemed to grow thicker with each passing day, had also been kept on. I knew why. Despite what the anti-Haydn pundits may assume, Marcel's job wasn't secure because the first family chose to indulge their collective sweet tooth. Truth was, the Haydns weren't big fans of dessert. They preferred savory items. What kept Marcel busy in his kitchen was the fact that the president recognized how effective a tray full of expertly crafted and lick-your-fingers-clean pastries could be at the bargaining table. While my concoctions of steak salad, lobster bisque, or pork tenderloin sandwiches satisfied appetite,